namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa You bring your Upasana meditation guidelines, yellow books. You have got it. You have got and room. Yes. I would like you to read that book today from cover to cover. It's somewhat difficult. Linda, I think you have got some copies still, huh?
Yeah, I just
You have still some copies. Please go and take. Yeah. Have you read that booklet? You have from cover to cover? You got the idea of the technique. Everything must be done very slowly. Whatever you are doing, so that you are able to observe each action's movements for the whole day. Because continuity of mindfulness is very much important to make progress in meditation. If there are some gaps, or big gaps or small gaps in between the previous mindfulness and the following one, then concentration becomes weak because there's no continuity of mindfulness. That's why we need to slow down all actions and movements so that we can observe each action's movements precisely and to have a continuity of mindfulness, which is the cause of a deep concentration. It's somewhat difficult for some beginners to slow these actions and movements, but when he believes in the value of the slowing down of the actions and movements, then if he strives his best, he can slow down all actions and movements to a large extent. After Dhamma talk, you have to collect these books because they have their own. Then please read this book page 2. No, page 1. Vipassana. Then we read Vipassana, the heading. Vipassana is all of you must read. So Vipassana Yes, sir. We means various. Mental noting. Then go.
This is the technique of operating in these teachings of mind body phenomena. No word is derived in us as being a maker of the nature. The guiding principle in the Vipassana practice is to observe the worry that arises when my mind is not as current as it is. While observing the present, mind is in the present. Being mindful or aware of any need to take or resist your process as it occurs, do not be aroused, do not reflect on it, do not analyze it, just observe what it is. This is the technique of not reacting to awareness, where one judges your mindfulness, but when you are interested in the mind.
Sitting meditation.
Programming, knowing, hearing, thinking, feeling,
Walking meditation.
I take the walking meditation seriously. By merely doing the walking meditation line, it is possible to attain the highest enlightenment, Arahatya. Begin this practice by bringing your attention into walking. Then take this step part by part as you follow the movement of each child's attention. And you see the emotions in my life here as you do the steps for walking. Keep the eyes half closed as you turn around carefully. Avoid looking at your foot as you're walking, or you will become distracted by it. But the mind should focus on the movement of the feet. Do not let your head bend to the left because this will bring you into very strange conditions and postures. The obvious human emotions are increased gradually. That is, the number of parts of the step of spirit are arranged in routines. At the beginning of the walking meditation period, there was a half hour or even about 10 minutes left, right, and so on. And now you're walking in three parts, leading to the human walking. Then you reach the emotions to the feeling of the intuition, drawing, touching, pressing. This is the best. The mind is sure to wander off quite a few times during the walking period for an hour. So do not go around here and there during the walking meditation. You have had and you will have many more years to worry about. If you do look at your inventory, you will drag your concentration. The problem in your mind is a difficult problem for the meditator. So take an hour for your mind to imagine your passes around. Perhaps it's to be effective at the 6 hours of walking and 6 hours of sitting in meditation
Mindfulness of daily activities.
Awareness of daily activities is very vital to the listener. Once a man is sacrificed to the present activity, he loses his life and will remember it. But as this business is the awareness session, he probably needs to avoid the mindfulness, concentration, and wisdom. The fact that real mindfulness becomes powerful by constantly trying to develop an awareness of each and every individual and various aspects. A constant mindfulness visualizes deep concentration in the field of deep concentration of the realm of the world to the intrinsic nature of the network system of the moment. This is the reason why the cessation is possible. I want to know that the activities create slight gaps of my mindfulness. Continuing to know that it is carrying the awareness forward upon our language of it. With this time of practice, you are allowing the individuals to establish your state. During the retreat, all you need to do is to be mindful. There is no need to hurry. The measure of our hearts is no more prepared for a fasting meditator to a weakening mood. The balance of speed moves about very slowly. During this, struggles slowly helps to make the mind concentrate. If you want your meditation to fail, you must get accustomed to slowing down. And when
Pain and patience. States. Guidance for meditative attentive use.
Describe the experience of yourself, try to be concise and to the point.
Today is the 28th of March 1998, the second date of our retreat. Usually I interview meditators every day in the retreat and also give Dhamma talks every day. Now, because of my health, I can't do that. That's why we do the list of interview on every second day visit. We roundly put the 1st of March on the list of interview, but actually the 1st March has no interview. I take the every Sunday as a holiday. And Dhamma talks also on every second day. So where there's on the day there's interview, there won't be Dhamma talk. On the day there's a Dhamma talk, there won't be interview. The purpose is to have time for rest and also for meditator to have ample time for practice. If you have an interview and Dhamma talk in the same day, you have to spend a lot of time on the Dhamma talk and interview, so you have not much time to spend on your meditative practice. So we do the on every second day Dhamma talk and on every second day interview, but there are 4 days. You know in the list. I think the 7th and 9th of March, and also 14th and 16th of March. On these 4 days, you have both interviews and Dhamma talk. So, you should be careful. Yesterday, because I would like you to rightly understand the technique of meditation, so I forgot to tell you about the preparatory stages before you start your meditation. And meditation text, especially and Pali text. The preparatory stage is mentioned because it is important to start with meditation. The first one is to pay respect to the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha, and take up a precept, observance of a precept. Is the basic requirement, as I told you yesterday, for every meditative practice, either samatha meditation or vipassana meditation. After you have taken up the precept, then you have to make apology to if you speak contemptuously or in jest to a noble one or about a noble one who has attained enlightenment, such as path and fruition. So you have to personally apologize him or her if you do, if you happen to speak contemptuously or in jest to a noble one, Arya Pukla, who has attained any of a path of fruition knowledge. But if that person is not available here, you have to make this apology through your meditation teacher, or you should do it introspectively to yourself. In this way, the what you happen to do to this noble one is not a hindrance to your progress in meditation, especially to your attainment of enlightenment. After that, you have to entrust yourself to the Buddha, the omniscient Buddha. If you during meditation, if you entrust yourself to the Buddha, you don't have any the unpleasant vision. In this meditation, if I strive my best in the practice, I may have some illness or some weakness, and so in this way you may be reluctant to work hard on meditation. So that is because you are attached too much, attached to your body. This meditation, which reflects upon the loathsome aspects of the body, decreases your attachment to the body. Then you can try your best and you can work hard on your practice. Then the last one is reflection on the death. Everyone who is born is subject to death, but no one has the idea that he may die tonight or tomorrow, day after tomorrow, or this month or next month. He assumed that he would live, say, at least another 10 years and 20 years and so on. But the death follows the living beings very closely. At any time, one can die. So, that's why the Buddha said, you should reflect upon the death which can comes to you at any time. When you have it, when you recollect or when you reflect upon the death, you should think about what the Buddha said. Death is a sudden. Death is a sudden. Living is uncertain. Life is a precarious. Death is a sure. So, at any moment, I may die. This way, if you reflect upon the death, then you may feel urgent to practice this meditation and to attain any stage of enlightenment or any stage of insight knowledge. So this is also one of the protection meditation. There are four protection meditations. The first one is a recollection of the Buddha's attribute. The second one is a development of loving kindness. The third is reflection of loathsome aspects of the body. The fourth is reflection on the death. So these, before you start to practice your Upasana meditation every day, in early morning, you should do these four protection meditations at about 2 minutes each. Recollections about the Buddha's attributes, 2 minutes. Development of loving kindness, metta, 2 minutes. Reflection on the loathsome aspects of the body, 2 minutes. Reflection on death, also 2 minutes. Only after that you should start to practice your Upasana meditation, insight meditation. But here, metta meditation is very much helpful for insight meditation, because when you do metta meditation, your mind very easily concentrated on the object, then you may feel calm and peaceful, tranquil. At that time you switch on your mind to Vipassana insight meditation, then the insight meditation is very good. So, for metta meditation, you should spend about 10 or 15 minutes on this meditation. Only after that you should practice Vipassana meditation, insight meditation. Sometimes your mind may be reluctant to practice, or you may feel lazy to practice, and sometimes you may have a lot of worries or a lot of restlessness. You are unable to observe them, you are unable to overcome them by noting them. In such a case also, you should do metta meditation, sit about one sitting or two sitting. Then gradually your mind will be concentrated on the object of metta. then you may feel calm, peaceful, tranquil. Then you can return to Upasana meditation. So Middha meditation is such a benefit, effective meditation for Upasana meditation. It's enough for now today. May all of you rightly understand the technique of Bodhisattva for protections and the technique of Upasana meditation, and strive your best to attain the cessation of suffering.